run like a river, gonna howl like the wind on the plains. You'll hear me knocking, rattling your window panes. I've been everywhere, and I've gone away, come back again. You or me, I know that you'd do the same. Gone away, come back again. I can't say why, I won't say when. I've gone away, come back again. Can't say why, won't say when. Different. Every highway calls my name. Lost and lonely, driving through pouring rain. I've been everywhere a man could wish to be. A thousand faces, I've seen all I can see. I've gone away, come back again. I can't say why, I won't say when. I've gone away, come back. Can't say why, won't say when.
That's Zachary Lucky with Can't Say Why from his soon-to-be-released album Everywhere a Man Can Be, the follow-up to 2013's The Ballad of Losing You. And where The Ballad of Losing You was introspective and reflective, focusing on some very personal themes, the new album is outward-looking, expansive and optimistic, featuring 9 new songs written on the road that name-check people and places he's visited while touring his last effort. We caught up with Zachary at home in Orillia to chat about the new album. Great to be able to talk to you today, Zachary.
Yeah, hi, Jim. It's great to talk to you, too.
So you moved from Saskatoon. That was where you started out. I know you lived in Toronto for a little while. You're now in Orillia. This new album talks about people and places. It has a very widescreen feel, and I wanted to ask you why you decided you want to move in this direction.
I should start by saying that there's a lot of life that was lived between Ballad of Losing You and where I am right now. There's a whole lot of time and space and a whole lot of learning and good things and bad things and pretty much the run of the gamut, you know. So all of those things, all of that living, all of that time played into how this record turned out. At the time when I wrote Ballad of Losing You, you know, the way it sounds, the way the songs, what they're about, that was just a really acute reflection of where life was at for me. It was very intimate, very close, very a number of things. But as you say, Everywhere Man Can Be is a little bit of a different sound. I was aware of where things were going over the years. You know, I kind of, all of life's changes were pointing in this direction. I think I should say is that it's not that I necessarily set out to make this record this way, but life put me in this direction. And so these songs are a direct reflection of that. And they sort of manifested themselves due to all the experience that I was having and everything I was feeling. And then secondly, a lot of how this record came about is it was due to the hand of producer Aaron Goldstein. You know, I had done all that living, I had done all that traveling and come up with these songs and the ideas for these songs. And we sat down in the studio for 2 weeks, 15 days or so, and we sort of took these songs and reworked them and tore them apart, rebuilt them, and then had all these wonderful musicians come into the studio and play their parts in making these songs what they became. And there was all these things played a role in how this record turned out. So
a lot of people will know Aaron Goldstein for his pedal steel work. I'm assuming he is on the album as well. There's certainly quite a lot of pedal steel on there.
Yeah. Aaron blessed us with his pedal steel skills and some guitar playing as well.
You mentioned the fact that he helped pull this together. Did you get together with him and decide that you wanted him to be involved, but also to produce? How did you make that decision?
When we were doing Ballad of Losing You a couple of years ago, it was just by chance that Aaron was in Saskatoon. He was in Saskatoon for 2 days playing with Daniel Romano, and they flew in to do this one-off show, and he had just probably about 4 or 5 hours the next day before he flew out, and I somehow convinced him to come play on the Ballad of Losing You. And at that time, we didn't know each other at all. It was a total cold call. After having that experience and having worked together there, we sort of talked back and forth a bunch, and I had it in my mind that he was somebody who sort of understood my sound and what I was reaching for, you know, what I was trying to accomplish with my music, and thought that, you know, hey, this guy might be somebody who I'd like to work with. You know, fast forward to my time in Toronto, my year and a half in Toronto, we ended up spending a whole bunch of time together, and it was kind of something that was always on the back burner. We always were talking about it and showing him new songs, and he's kind of saying, yeah, that's good, and so on and so forth. And next thing you know, comes around end of 2015 and decided to pull the trigger. He liked the songs, and I knew that he could probably help me do what I needed to do with this record.
So tell us about some of the people that have joined you on the album. I mean, one of the things that's striking about it is quite clearly we've got some stellar musicians involved. So give us a rundown of who's actually on there.
Oh, man, it's quite the cast. There's a fellow named Taylor Knox. Is a drummer. Well, he's not even a drummer. He sort of does his own solo stuff. He's from Toronto, Ontario, and he's a great, great songwriter. He's played drums and with numerous people. I believe he drums with a guy named Hayden, who I grew up listening to. And so he was drumming. Darcy Yates played bass. I know him from playing with Doug Paisley, but he's played with Fred Eaglesmith and Hayes Carl and sort of everybody in between. And so having somebody with his experience on board was awesome. Dan Edmonds, previously from the band Harlan Pepper, sat in and played organ and piano all over the record. Rosalind Dennett was in on the fiddle and singing as well. And Frank Evans from Slocane Ramblers playing banjo. Jay Swinnerton played piano for a tune. Julie Fader came in and sang a couple songs. Nickel Roberts, too, I got to say him, too. His guitar playing is awesome on the record. I never once thought that I'd have a guitar solo on a record of mine, but he came in and just blazed out this crazy guitar solo, and I love it. It's really awesome. So I had probably 10 or 11, maybe 12 songs, and we kind of sat down for a few days and played through them a bunch, tried to figure out which songs fit together the best and how they would fit together and what we would do production-wise. And basically, we came in and we did bass, drums, and my acoustic guitar. 3 days, we did the whole record. I had lost my voice the day before we were set out to do this record. And so initially, I was going to sing and play the whole record just live off the floor. But I came in, had no voice whatsoever. And so we had these couple of musicians. They didn't really know the songs super well, but we sat down and did the three instruments live off the floor. And so that really sort of set the tone for the record. It was something to build off of, a foundation to build off of. I guess Dan was in there playing piano with us, too, at the same time. But then over the next few days, we brought in Roslin, who plays fiddle, and Frank and Nickel, and then Aaron Goldstein, obviously, and things really took shape. I don't know if I really went into it with an idea of how sonically it would sound. I wanted to try and go into it with an open mind. And so there was definitely points where I was going, oh, you know, I don't know if I like how this is sounding, because it was a little bit out of my comfort zone compared to like the solo acoustic stuff that I normally would do. You know, I tried to trust Aaron as best as I could, and I'm really, I mean, I'm blown away with how it turned out. I'm super thankful for everybody who was involved, and I think we made something really nice.
It certainly has a wonderful widescreen feel. You know, when I get an album like this, I always like to think about where I'd like to play it. And this, to me, very much is an album that I think playing in the car when you're heading out somewhere, particularly across country, would be a wonderful thing to do. We started off with Can't Say Why, which is one of my favorite songs from the album. And I think it's the way that you set it up. Yeah, I love the lyrics. I'm going to run like a river. I'm going to howl like the wind on the plains. You'll hear my knocking, rattling on your window panes. This is a song that really does fit with what I just described, you know, this traveling across country. Do you find it easy to come up with songs like this?
Songwriting is not something that I find easy. You know, I think it's something that I've begun to work really hard at. And it used to be that I would sit down and songs would just sort of, you know, it's kind of like vomit songwriting. You'd sit down for a half an hour and then you'd have this song and you'd walk away and that's how it would be. But with this record was a lot more intentional. You know, I had sort of a batch of songs from 2014 and early 2015 that I thought might end up on a new record. A couple of them did, actually. Standing in the Rain is one of them. But towards, I think it was November 2015, I had this in mind to try and write a song a week in November before we were going to sit down and do this record. And I came out with 5 songs. And this was one of the songs. It sort of started last summer. I was touring over in the UK, and I came up with that guitar riff. And I was just playing it over and over and over, and I thought it was just the coolest sounding thing. It was, I didn't really know where it came from. But I couldn't seem to put it together with words at the time. It was just this guitar piece. I kept playing and playing and playing. I guess I'm kind of glad that I didn't end up putting some words, some mediocre words to it at the time, because it sort of stuck with me through the months. And when I was sitting down trying to do this song a week in November, all of a sudden, you know, this song hit me and it all fell into place. So,
you know, one of the things about the album is we mentioned at the start is the fact that it does talk very much about the places you were, you know, touring with the last album, the places you'd been, some of the people you met. There's also this feel that, you know, man, I've been everywhere. And that really comes through on the title track, Everywhere a Man Can Be. Tell us a little bit about that song.
I'll start by saying this, that the record to me sort of feels like a bit of a bookend, like a bit of a closing of a chapter. You know, I was a few years there where I was playing at least 150 shows a year. And I mean, I would go out on tour for 3 months and play 75 shows in a row. And that's just sort of what I did there for a couple of years. It's what made sense and it's what felt good. And I've gotten to this point now where, you know, I'm a dad now. I have a house, a home, and a family that I'm a part of, and life has really changed. And so I think the idea of Everywhere a Man Can Be, it was sort of reflective. It was looking back on what those years felt like. And it's sort of maybe a bit of nostalgia too, because that's not what my life is anymore, so to speak. I mean, it's a little bit different now and a little bit more based around my home. So it's a bit nostalgic. It's a bit reflective. I also have a very deep love for Canada. I've been fortunate enough to tour this country relentlessly. The only place I haven't toured is the territories or the very northern reaches of Ontario. I've made an effort to play pretty much everywhere you can go. Not just the big cities, but the small towns too. You know, the places that are a little bit out of the way. And this song sort of came from that. It was looking back on those journeys and those crazy moments, you know, that we've had on tour, like that time we played in Moncton and then decided it was a good idea to drive overnight to catch the ferry to Newfoundland the next morning. You know, just these crazy little memories that I have from the past few years. And I wanted to try and acknowledge each part of the country in that song. Some would say it's kind of a throwback to the Hank Snow tune, I've Been Everywhere Man, you know. But I think it's a little bit different too. It's sort of in my own voice.
It's a beautiful song. I'd love to play that just now. This is Zachary Lucky and the title track from his new album, Everywhere a Man Can Be. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Town to town, road to road, door to door, coast to coast, I've been everywhere a man can be. From St. John's and Newfoundland to Prince Edward's Copper Sand and Nova Scotia in the spring. Saskatchewan were two of my favorite ones. Was way out there I cut my teeth. All around Ontario, where I learned all I know, I lived in New Brunswick by the sea. Up in the parkland, where I finally took a stand, I was living reckless, riding free. Winter finally came and went, I packed the car and headed west. Next day I woke up in BC. Headed east, the St. Lawrence calling me, and I was sleeping neath the prairie stars. I was dreaming of the wind, all the places that I've been. I was wishing it would blow you back to me. I haven't been is our great white Northland. I know someday there I'll be. Town to town, road to road, door to door, coast to coast, I've been everywhere a man can be. Been everywhere a man can be.
That's Zachary Lucky with the title track from his new album, Everywhere a Man Can Be. Zachary is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. And I think, Zachary, your CD release is scheduled for early October. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. The record comes out October 7th.
So tell us a little bit about what you have planned for the release of the new album.
It's exciting times. I've sort of spent the last few months here, the summer, kind of holed up in our country home in Orillia, and so getting mighty excited. I put together a bit of a band, and we're getting ready to take this record out on the road. We're going to be doing 16 shows in Western Canada starting October 7th. First show's in Toronto, Ontario on October 7th, and then we make our way west. We hit the road for a couple days, and we'll find ourselves in Manitoba, and we'll hit the ground running there. 2 weeks of shows every night. Be playing all over Western Canada, and then in November I'm going to be doing about 16 shows all across Ontario, all different places, little towns in Ontario. And some of those are going to be solo, some of them are going to be with the band, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be, it's been a while, it's been 3 years since I put out a record and done this sort of thing, and it's much far too long since I've done this, so I'm ready.
We mentioned at the start that you moved from Saskatoon to Ontario. With the type of music you make, you know, you have this Canadiana country style. I'm always curious about how it feels to be making that sort of music in Toronto versus making that music out in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, you know, there's a saying, you take the boy out of Saskatchewan, but not the Saskatchewan out of the boy, right? I very much still feel a part of Saskatchewan, and I think that I always will. You know, I miss it every day, but this is where life is. Decided I need to be right now, and so I think it's safe to say that my songwriting is still, it's dictated by those feelings and that and who I am, you know, and being from the prairies, the middle of Canada, you know, you never erase that. That's a part of you from the start. It'll always be a part of me. You know, you say, how is it writing that kind of music, being in Toronto, being in Ontario? I feel like you sort of have a bit of a different voice if you're from that part of the country. You sort of hear things a little bit different, see things a little bit different. But at the same time, I love being around Toronto. There's so many good bands, so many good musicians, so many people doing really inspiring things. And it's an environment that really pushes you to work a little bit harder as a musician, work a little bit harder as a songwriter. Yeah, so it's definitely a different time, different phase, different stage in life. But it's super exciting, and it's a great environment to be in.
If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
You could head to www.zacharylucky.com, or you could just head over to Google and type my name right in there, and it'll pull up a whole bunch of different things, hopefully all good things. I think it's all good things.
Remember, Zachary Lucky's new album is Everywhere a Man Can Be. He's been our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. And we only have one more thing left, Zachary, and that is to play our final song, which I thought should be Lost My Way Now and Then. Tell us a little bit about that song.
At the end of 2014, we did this, what Exclaim.ca called a potentially grueling tour. Somehow I had convinced a couple of friends from Saskatchewan to hit the road with me for 3 months. 75 shows in Canada, the U.S., and the U.K., and it was just an insane tour. We were jumping back and forth across the border and getting on planes and going here, going there, and it was grueling. looking back on it, you know, I've asked the guys if they would do it again, and they think yes. I don't know if I would. It was pretty crazy. It was a real wild point in life, but a lot of that song sort of came from that time and place, that tour. Specifically my time down in the States, it was just sort of an out-of-body experience. You kind of wake up in these really crazy places, and you're driving, and then you find yourself in Oklahoma, and it's bizarre, and people are really kind of not welcoming. And then you keep driving, and you find yourself in New Mexico, and it's a whole other level, but it's beautiful, and it's awesome, and so on and so forth. That whole tour was just, it was a trip. And it's something that I would never forget. All of those moments, I wanted to try and kind of cram in that feeling of how it felt to be on that tour into one song, and Lost My Way. That's where it came from. It sort of, we were out there, and I felt a little bit lost on that trip, but you always find your way home.
And that's a great way to finish this interview today. This is Zachary Lucky with Lost My Way Now and Then from his new album, Everywhere a Man Can Be. And it's been great talking to you today, Zachary.
Thanks, Jan. Thanks for having me.
And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Go on, I'll tell you again, I've lost my way now and then. From all night drives through the pouring rain across West Kansas and back again. Good and the bad, my eyes have seen. When I heard you say, hey, it's time to leave, I knew I wouldn't change a thing. With all I know and all I've seen, I've seen a thing or two. I've seen the Rio Grande, drank whiskey with old Richard, I sang Towns Van Zandt. I've been everywhere a traveling man can. I've seen a thing or two. I've seen Rio place when you're all alone on an interstate, miles from home, and everything, all you know is changing. I've been everywhere man can be, from East Colorado to Tennessee. I've played for 1,000, I've played for free, I'd do it again any day. I've seen a thing or two. I've seen the Rio Grande, drank whiskey with old Richard, I sang Towns Van Zandt. I've been everywhere a traveling man can. I've seen a thing or two. I've seen Rio Grande. Go on, I'll tell you again, I've lost my way now and then.